Psychological medical report, named Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, first name Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, case number 1805264, examiner 3-S and Sam A's and Albert P is in Peter, Traverse City, appointment date, August 5th, 2013, complaints. Jeremy states he has depression, bipolar disorder, alcoholism, wrist problems, and loss of feeling in his fingers. States the wrist problem and loss of feeling in his fingers results from an accident in which that was alcohol related, in which he fell, cut his wrist, ruining the tendons, developing scar tissue such that it is hard for him to lift, write. He experiences chronic pain and cannot feel his fingers, period. He claims this happened sometime in 1994. Period. It also states that he has depression, and since that time, since the injury, his depression has gotten worse. Period. When asked to describe his depression, he states he's always had it, grew up in a bad household, and then he became alcoholic, had trouble, got divorced, and wasn't able to have contact with or custody of his son, his 8-year-old son, and couldn't find any work, period. When asked about his current symptomatology, he expresses that he has crying spells, and while he's not suicidal, he used to have suicidal thoughts the last time several years ago, but he denies any attempts, period. He states his mind is very scattered, it's hard for him to focus, and everything is, quote, coming in at me all at once, dot, dot, and I drink to cope, but it doesn't help, it makes it worse, unquote, period. He claims that he thinks a lot, he's not happy about his life, he sweats a lot when he does this, and he gets quite combative, period. He states that he is somewhat mellowing, and while he used to be physically very combative, now he is verbally abusive, period. He endorses using alcohol to cope, but does state it makes it worse. He is becoming more and more reclusive, and he is taking it out on his family and friends and finds that he is losing them, period. When asked how much he is drinking, he states that he drinks at least 3 40s a day. His last such drinking was yesterday, that this is on average, and sometimes he drinks more, sometimes less, period. Today he's already had 1 40 before coming to this appointment at 2:30, arriving 45 minutes early, period. He states that he started drinking at the age of 16, has had numerous attempts at treatment, the last approximately 5 years ago, and that while it helps for a while, as soon as things start to go bad and he has increased stressors, he resorts back to drinking, period. He denies any drug use, period. He describes that his depression and bipolar, quotes, seem to be like that, dot, dot. I'm happy, and then I get depressed and verbally abusive, and then I overdrink, unquote, period. Paragraph. Treatments and medications. He states he is not taking any current medication, period. He primarily drinks all day long to help himself cope, period. He states he had an operation only on his left hand at Marquette General Hospital some 20 plus years ago, period. He's not in any current counseling, but was in court-ordered counseling in the past as part of his treatment for domestic violence and DUIs, period. He does not remember these dates. States he believes the last time he had any kind of domestic violence charge was about 6 or 7 years ago and had to go to classes, period. Recalls being treated at Great Lakes Recovery several times, the last being approximately 5 years ago, and that while it would help for a while, when things would get bad, he would increase his drinking and relapse, period. Paragraph. He states that he's had numerous close head injuries, all alcohol related. One time at the Black Rocks in Marquette, where he fell, hit his head, was unconscious, and one time at the Ramada Inn, when he was drinking and dove into the shallow end of the pool, period. Claims that he does not remember the details, the dates of the others, or even of the ones he's reported, period. Paragraph. Personal history. He's born in Lansing, has one brother. He is the youngest of the two siblings, semicolon. Father is deceased, mother is alive, period. He was with parents until they divorced when he was 12, and then he remained with mother until she remarried at the age of 16, period. He states he didn't leave home until he was about 32 when he married for the first time. So remained married for 5 years. has an 8-year-old son by that marriage, but has been divorced for about 2 years, period. He is currently living with his girlfriend for 1.5 years, period. He states that between the age of 6 and 12, he was mentally and physically abused. Although neither parent was alcoholic, his father was quite abusive, quotes, he abused all of us, unquotes, period. Paragraph. He completed 2 years of college, was in a 4-year program, dropped out because, quotes, I was too much into alcohol, dot, dot. I was going for business, dot, dot. I kept a B average, though, unquotes, period. Even as a teenager, he was frequently suspended from school for drinking, temper, trouble with the police, period. Paragraph. He is somewhat sketchy with regards to his work history, frequently not knowing the specifics, stating that he last worked, he believed, about a year ago at the Landmark Inn, was a porter, stayed there for about 4 months, and ended because he was fired, but not sure why, period. He states past firings have been related to his drinking, not showing up for work, period. His longest job was 5 years doing sales at Northland Furniture, period. Paragraph. Legally, he has 2 domestic violence charges, doesn't remember the dates. States he believes the last one was over 6 or 7 years ago, period. He was court-ordered into domestic violence classes for anger management, period. He denies any current domestic violence with his present girlfriend, period. He has several DUIs for drinking, period. He denies any current legal problems, paragraph. Social, paragraph. He has 4 or 5 friends. They talk. He doesn't go out much with them. States that he hangs with his girlfriend and that many of the friends that he did have moved away, period. He has contact with his son, telephoning him at least once a week, and his son lives downstate, period. His son is currently visiting for about a week and will be leaving tomorrow, period. When the son visits, he stays with the paternal grandmother, period. He has contact with his mother on a daily basis, period. He describes a good relationship with his present girlfriend of 1.5 years, period, paragraph. He was cooperative with the examiner, somewhat passive, but involved with the process, needing above average prompting, having difficulty retrieving and reporting information, paragraph, interest. He states, quotes, I hang with my girlfriend, dot, dot, we watch TV, and I drink, unquotes, period. When asked what his interests are and what he does for fun, quotes, I drink, unquotes, period, paragraph, activities. He states that he helps to clean the house and take the trash out, period. He denies that he needs help or assistance with any of his own personal care, period. He states that the both of them cook and clean together, period. His girlfriend primarily does the laundry, period. They have no car, but he does have a license. They primarily go to their appointments and use the bus, period. When asked what he did yesterday, he stated that he got up around 8 o'clock in the morning, spent the day watching TV and drinking, period. He does recall that he had supper around 6 o'clock, doesn't recall eating anything else, period. He states that he went to bed around 10 o'clock and that he usually sleeps about 8 hours and denies any problems with sleep, period. Behavioral observations, paragraph. He came to the examination 35 minutes early. He was observed in the waiting room to be answering questions that his girlfriend was asking him, and she was completing the writing on the medical social questionnaire, period. He states he is left-handed, cannot write. Shows the injury and cut scarring to his left wrist that occurred 20 years ago when he fell on a piece of glass and had to have his wrist, quote, reconstructed. All the tendons were cut, unquote, period. He had a mustache and beard, kept his hat, coat, gloves on and buttoned up throughout the exam. Semicolon, the room was warm, period. He gave his height as 5'8" with a weight of 120 pounds, and he states that his weight is stable, although another stable, period. Posture and gait were otherwise within normal limits. Attitude and behavior. He was in contact with reality. Self-esteem appeared fair. Motor activity was appropriate, comma. He was slightly tense, comma, pleasant with the examiner. Expresses a significant degree of dependence upon his girlfriend, comma. Describes variable motivation. Semicolon, he does not appear to deliberately exaggerate or minimize symptoms, although he is having great difficulty in retrieving and describing and expressing his thoughts and descriptions of his symptomatology, period. His insight is low, streaming activity. He was minimally spontaneous, frequently stating he did not know, gave information in a slow, difficult manner, needed above average prompting, period. His ability to recall improved if things were anchored, structured, and refocused for him, period. Frequent I don't knows were noted. Mental trend, he denies any hallucinations, delusions, psychotic trend of thought, but does endorse blackouts, which he believes and reports as being alcohol-related, period. He does report problems with appetite, comma, denies any sleep disturbances, comma, denies any current suicidal ideation, with the last occurring several years ago, and denies any attempts, period. He describes having crying spells, anxiety, feeling that his mind is scattered, and he defines this as being happy 1 minute and then depressed and verbally abusive the next, period. He states this occurs because he has a hard time focusing, feels that things are coming in him all at once, and then he drinks to cope, but it doesn't help, and in fact makes it worse, period. Paragraph, please see complaint section. Emotional paragraph. He was friendly, mood was appropriate, affect was appropriate. Sensorium oriented as to time, place, and person. Forward 5-6, backward 4-5, region 2 out of 3. Presidents Obama, Bush, Reagan, dot dot, birth date 5/25/72, dot dot. I'm 40, unquotes, period. Cities, New York, Los Angeles, Houston, San Antonio, come Sacramento, months 12, weeks 48, sunrise east. Two famous people, Robert De Niro, Harrison Ford, current events, wow, I don't know, unquotes. Serial sevens, done correctly with only three errors, 12 divided by 2 is 6, 275 divided by 5, 55. Six people of your quarter, $1.50, spilled milk, don't sweat the small stuff. Similar differences, bush and a tree, they both have leaves, different heights, envelope, bring it back to the post office, fire, get up and yell, future plans, no, I don't have any, short, really. Paragraph, additional information, claimant states that he has financial support from MICHDA, M-I-C-H-D-H, and that they pay the rent. He has food stamps, plus receives $200 per month towards utilities, period. He states he has been supported through the state of Michigan for approximately the last year and a half, period. Paragraph, Axis 1, alcohol dependence, continuous with blackouts, 303.90. Paragraph, mood disorder, capital NOS, 296.90. Paragraph, axis 2, probable focal deficits, axis 3. Loss of feeling in left hand fingers, comma, left wrist injury, semicolon, recent broken rib, February 2012. Reported alcohol related, semicolon, underweight, semicolon, symptoms of alcohol withdrawal, semicolon, all per history, axis 4, stressors, continued excessive alcohol consumption with blackouts, semicolon, symptoms of alcohol withdrawal at times, semicolon, financial, comma, unemployed, comma, dependent on girlfriend, comma, axis 5, GAF, colon 40, prognosis poor given chronicity, he is not able to manage his own funds, secondary to his substance abuse, paragraph, date first and last seen, 4/5/13, paragraph, medical source, if claimant is absent, he could adequately complete one or two part directives and tasks which would be within his physical medical restrictions, period. Otherwise, comma, it is unlikely he would be able to sustain himself within a normal competitive work day or work week due to the presence of his Axis 1 disorders, period. Paragraph. Sign off, Margaret K. Capone, comma, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.